fantastic. I can't believe you're calling her by that horrid name, Tanya had exclaimed.
You didn't take any offense, did you? Chase asked.
Of course not. If I could bear it as a sensitive, self-conscious adolescent, I can bear it as a mature adult. As for the class reunions, I lived in Houston for several years, but it was never convenient for me to make one. He gave her an approving once-over.
You're really looking terrific, Marcy. The years have been more than kind. They've been generous. I hear your business is going great guns, too.
Thank you, and yes, I've enjoyed being in business for myself. The economy has slowed things down the past year or two, but I'm hanging in there.
Wish I could say the same, Chase had remarked good-naturedly.
Oh, but I understand you've got something very special to celebrate. I told her about the baby, Tanya informed him, and she's convinced me that even though our budget is tight, we can afford a house, and that now is an excellent time to buy. It's a buyer's market, she had told him, repeating what Marcy had told her earlier.
Should I be reaching for my checkbook? He had asked teasingly.
Not yet. Marcy and I want you to come to see the house she showed me yesterday. I think it's perfect. Will you come?
What, now?
Please?
Sorry, sweetheart, but I can't, Chase had said.
Tanya's animated face became crestfallen.